I think it must have had honeysuckle over the parlor. Because she didn't live long, very. Mr. and Mrs. Thomas moved away from Broly. And when people mean to be good to you, they don't. And when people mean to be good. On the left were steep red sandstone cliffs.
Damn it.
Can we send the child?
Damn it.
She knew Mrs. Peter Blewett only by sight as a small, shrewish-faced woman without an ounce of superfluous.
Really?
Half the time, though, I'd forget. I'd be such a hurry. Marilla people who have to look after twins can't be expected to say their prayers. Now, do you...
Damn it.
Why, of course...
I'm all burpy all of a sudden.
Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank thee for the white way of delight and the lake of shying...
This is going to be fun. Okay.
It was nearly as long a... That, she said, pointing to the picture, a rather vivid chromo entitled Christ's Blessing Little... Christ Blessing Little Children.
Well, this is going to make a good outtake. This is, what, the sixth time I tried this line?
And then he would look at her and put his hand on her hair, and oh, such a thrill of joy as would run over.
Really?
She was as angry with herself as with Anne, because whenever she recalled Mrs. Rachel's dumbfounded countenance, her lips twitched with her...
Oh, damn it.
The latter, however, were supplied before Anne reached the main road, for being confronted halfway down the lane with a golden frenzy of wind-stirred butterclubs? Okay. October was a beautiful month at Green Gables, when the birches in the hollow turned as golden as sunshine, and the maples behind the orchard were royal
Wow, already?
Marilla whisked into the kitchen, grievously disturbed, leaving a very much distracted little soul on the porch behind her. Presently Anne...
I don't like that line.
To do her justice, she really believed Anne had made Diana drunk out of sheer malice... And she was honest. This speech, which would have softened good Mrs. Lynde's heart in a twinkling, had no effect on Mrs. Barry except to air it.